Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.com.
Welcome to the Splendid Speaking podcast. Transcripts for all podcasts, including this one, are now available to subscribers of our mailing list. You can sign up to the newsletter from www.splendidspeaking.com. How good are you at making conversation with a complete stranger? Do you find it easy thinking of things to say or questions to ask? This podcast features Anca from Romania and Laurent from France, and this was the first time they'd spoken together through Skype. The focus was on asking questions. As you listen, decide how well Anca and Laurent managed to hold a natural and interesting conversation. In particular, decide how well they ask questions, and also if they show interest in what the other person has said. If you have access to the transcript, listen a second time and answer the comprehension questions. Finally, make a note of their use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback section. Let's listen to Anca and Laurent.
Where do you live in France?
I live in Lyon. Lyon is the second biggest town in France.
What are you doing there, if I am not too curious?
No, okay. In fact, in Lyon, I'm teacher. I am a teacher in refrigeration and air conditioning. It's a technical field. I don't know if you understand what it is.
Yes,
exactly.
I understood you very well. Yes, I understand you very well. It's a very interesting job you have there. Are you an engineer?
Yes, I am. And I worked as an engineer for several years. And now I'm a teacher, in fact. I changed jobs. a few years ago.
I think it's better as a teacher. I like teach too, but I am an engineer too.
Okay.
I can tell you something about me, some words about me. I live in Romania.
Okay, nice country.
In Bucharest, the capital of the country. What else would you like to find out about me?
I just would like to know in which field you work as an engineer.
Energetic.
Okay, like me, yes. So you know a lot of things about refrigeration and air conditioning as well.
Not so much, because I gave it up some years ago, I think 10 or 15, and now I don't work as an engineer.
Okay.
I knew about nuclear energy. That was my school I finished.
Okay.
I haven't found the word, the right words.
Okay, but I understand you. Nice, it's nice. And if I understood you well, you are a teacher now, or you are still an engineer?
No, I'm not a teacher. I am retired now.
Okay.
And I try, as I told you, is a hobby for me to improve my English. And sometimes I try to teach others English who knows less than me.
Okay.
Did you understand?
Very well, very well. No problem.
Very well, I'm glad. I'm glad.
And do you think that speaking English now, it's very important for you?
It's very important because I like it and I want to speak as well as possible. I like to do things very well in general. And you decided to study English as amusement, I think, you
Yeah.
said. And
Exactly.
but weren't you curious to find out or to learn another language, not only English?
No, it's true. In fact, I lived for 2 years in Turkey, and at that time I was able to speak Turkish, so it was quite interesting as well.
It's curious to find out how people can explain, can express their ideas in different, so different ways.
Yeah, exactly. It's very interesting. Yes, because we don't speak in the same way, in fact. And when I speak French, I don't say exactly the same thing as when I speak another language. In fact, you're right. It's a part of our culture as well. I don't know if you understand me.
Yes, I understand you very well. Yes, speaking English is for me is not so easily that I can speak in Romanian, and I would like to speak in English as easy as I speak in Romanian to express my idea my ideas better than now, and that's why I try to learn more than now.
Yeah, nice. But I really think that you can express yourself quite well.
It's your opinion. I am not
Yeah,
so sure. Let's see what Pete says.
first of all, thanks to Anka and Laurent for taking part in this Skype interview and for agreeing to be recorded. If you go to the Splendid Speaking website, you can leave your own comments on their conversation. Now for some feedback. Both Anka and Laurent did extremely well considering this was the first time they'd spoken together and that they were both new to Skype. They managed to maintain a lively conversation, asked a variety of questions, and showed interest and responded to what the other person had said with full informative answers. Looking at the kinds of questions they asked, you no doubt noticed the various question types that were used, both open and closed questions, as well as statements which in context were clearly expressed as questions.
Where do you live in France? Are you an engineer?
So you know a lot of things about refrigeration and air conditioning as well. You are a teacher now, or you are still an engineer? And do you think that speaking English now it's very important for you?
One point worth mentioning is Anka's use of a negative form in the following question.
But weren't you curious to find out or to learn another language, not only English?
A positive form would be more appropriate here, as the negative implies that Laurent has no interest in learning another language, which is not the case. The question could be expressed as, "Have you ever been interested in learning another language as well as English?" Both speakers responded well to these questions, giving full answers, particularly to those closed questions which could have been answered with shorter responses. On one occasion, Anka had trouble coming up with a word she needed to express herself.
I knew about nuclear energy. That was my life, school I finished.
Okay.
I haven't found the word the right words.
Some suggestions for Anka include my field, my specialist area, or my area of expertise. Finally, listen to the following extracts from the conversation. Can you spot the mistakes in each one?
In Lyon, I'm teacher. In Lyon, I'm teacher.
I think it's better as a teacher. I like teach too. I think it's better as a teacher. I like teach too. I can tell you something about me, some words about me. I can tell you something about me, some words about me.
I just would like to know in which field you work as an engineer. I just would like to know in which field you work as an engineer. And if I understood you well, and if I understood you well.
And sometimes I try to teach others English who knows less than me. And sometimes I try to teach others English who knows less than me.
And do you think that speaking English now it's very important for you? And do you think that speaking English now it's very important for you?
Speaking English is for me is not so easily that I can speak in Romanian. Speaking English is for me is not so easily that I can speak in Romanian.
So, did you spot the mistakes?
In your, I'm teacher.
This should be a teacher.
I think it's better as a teacher. I like teach too.
This should be I like to teach.
I can tell you something about me, some words about me.
Rather than some words about me, Anka could say a few words about me.
I just would like to know in which field you work as an engineer.
The question should be, I would just like to know.
And if I understood you well,
this should be, if I understood you correctly.
And sometimes I try to teach others English who knows less than me.
Not who knows less than me, but who know less than me.
And do you think that speaking English now it's very important for you?
This should be speaking English is very important for you. And finally?
Speaking English is for me is not so easily that I can speak in Romanian.
This could be rephrased as it is not as easy for me to speak English as Romanian. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Once again, many thanks to Anka and Laurent. Until next week, it's bye from me, Pete Travis. Do you feel you could do with a little more help to present yourself when using English? For example, in an advanced English exam, at a job interview, a networking event or a party. Do you want to make more of an impact when you have to speak at length in English? For example, when giving a formal presentation or making a spontaneous talk at work or at university? If so, then find out more about the exciting new product from Flojo called Splendid Speaking. Visit us at www.splendidspeaking.com.